This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4-4. See Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. It's time for the Tuesday tailgate. We got all kinds of stuff today. And of course, we bring in our college football expert, Carter Freeman.
What's up, guys?
Who has already destroyed one of the points I was going to bring up that's amazing.
Go ahead with the point then. I got a question after.
Spencer Petras, the quarterback for Utah State. He's in his seventh year of college football. Alan Bowman from Oklahoma State, also in his seventh year of college eligibility. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. Carter comes in and says,
There's a player at Miami, Cam McCormick. He is a ninth year senior this year. I know he began his career at Oregon, and like 9 years would be 2016, 2015, sometime around then. And I believe he's had three separate leg injuries plus the COVID year that he's redshirted all those years and has made it all the way to almost a decade in college football.
That is impressive.
Okay.
Van Wilder.
When somebody asks you, what do you do? He says school.
What is more amazing to you, Corey, this ninth year senior or Georgia offensive tackle Jazeer Jackson, who is 6'11" and weighs 350 pounds?
That's interesting.
And Georgia's line, I think, has several ginormous human beings on it.
Unbelievable. And he was a former AAU basketball teammate of Bronny James.
Oh, really?
Fun.
So he's going to end up on the Lakers, too.
I guess I cannot rule that out.
Feels like that's what you're saying right now.
If LeBron wants it.
And then that's a good point. And then there's Monte Harrison from Arkansas. Are you familiar with this wide receiver, Carter?
I am not.
Oh, yes!
No. Actually, he's the former baseball player, isn't he?
Yes. That is correct. He is a 29-year-old incoming freshman. He was drafted in 2014 by the Milwaukee Brewers and played in the big leagues in parts of the 2020, 21, and 22 season. He was part of the trade that got Christian Yelich to Milwaukee from the Miami Marlins. And now he's a freshman in college football.
Did you say Alan Bowen?
Bowman.
Somebody said he went
to
Grapevine.
Lovejoy.
Yeah, he's from here.
I thought he was, okay.
Could LeBron James play football if he wanted to in college?
Like right now?
Yeah. Like if he is like, I'm retiring from basketball. I've never gone to college. I'm going to wherever.
I mean, for years, he always talked about how he'd be a tight end, and that's where he'd probably want to play is Ohio State. The only position that regularly has 30-year-olds in it in college football are like punters that come from Australia.
I could see that.
Other positions, I don't know.
Dude, can you imagine LeBron rolling in to Ohio State, though, and being like, hey, coach, I appreciate it and everything, but I got this.
But what kind of NIL money would he demand to play at Ohio State?
More than he could make in the NBA.
Dude, if I was Ohio State, I would want to make that happen.
He would make more there than he would in the NBA because there's no cap on his money.
Are you guys familiar with the word parody? Have you heard it before? Parity.
Parity?
Parity.
Mm. Kind, maybe.
What?
Why are you asking?
I feel like parody is like when you're making fun of something.
Did you know that this would not take us 1 second to answer this?
I'm going to say yes. Disappointed that it didn't. Look who I'm talking to. I gotcha. Let's go to cut number 7. This is Robert Turbin, who I'm not sure he knows what this word means.
Rich, I don't know if I've ever been more fired up for a college football season. All the changes, all the newness in college football, it feels like there's no parity. Anybody can win it this season.
Now, that is a confusing statement. There is no parity, which means anybody can win it.
Or is there?
Ooh.
Now, he had everything going right up until the very end. He's like, I'm with him. Like, I feel like it's very wide open. But then, yes, misuse of the word.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. Now, normally, when we're like,
did he correct himself at
like
some point?
Kind of like a parrot, but not really.
Oh, my God. He's sort of like Jimmy Buffett, but not all the way. God, this is what you've done to me. All right. Normally, we don't get to do these like, oh, is he related to so-and-so? And you're like, no. But
he is.
Maryland tight end SMU tight end RJ Maryland, there we go, was part of the comeback because, Carter, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sure looked like SMU's season was about to get off to a catastrophic start.
I thought they were toast in the middle of the third quarter. I mean, you come in with all the hype. They're a 30-point favorite against a team that's 4-20 over the last two seasons, and they just look like dog water for most of that game. Preston Stone was hurt at the end of last year. There was some people were wondering if that maybe played into why he wasn't playing at times in the first half of this game. They played their backup quarterback, and apparently that was the plan all along, was to get both of them drives early in the game, but neither of them were particularly effective, and Nevada just, they looked like a team just reinvigorated. So I really thought they were toast, but any time in that second half that Preston Stone needed an outlet, RJ Maryland was there. He was a superstar for the last quarter and a half of that game.
RJ Maryland is the son of
Russell Maryland.
Russell Maryland,
who is the
former Dallas Cowboy.
Cousin of my fourth grade teacher, Miss Weatherall.
Is that right?
He came to our school. Oh. He came to Truitt Elementary School, and Miss Weatherall was like, "This is my cousin Russell." And he was so nice. He was so cool to talk to.
And the Cowboys traded for the number one overall pick to get Rocket Ishmael, and then he went to the Canadian Football League, and then they took Russell Maryland.
That is true. I remember.
Won a couple Super Bowls after that.
And I remember when the draft started, I didn't totally understand all of that, and I was like, just pick Rocket Ishmael either way, and they're like, no, we're going to go with Russell Maryland. All right, I don't know if you guys saw this. I am amazed that the CBS Sports Network called this correctly during the Nevada-SMU game. They went to the camera in the wrong end zone for a field goal. So it was a 52-yard kick, and I get it. You're up almost in the middle of the field. Maybe you might get a little confused. But they took the view from the opposing goalposts, and then they even backed the camera out.
Like
as
a
if,
panic back
yeah,
out.
Yeah, as if... That could be a panic backup, but it almost also felt like they're like, here comes the football. Oh, no. I was impressed that the CBS Sports Network crew still got the call correct because they're like, the hell's our camera person?
They were watching what was happening on the field.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, you could barely tell watching on TV because I saw that live. And I have always held to the belief that the CBS Sports Network's quality of their broadcast is just not that of what you would get on ESPN, because if you're talking 50-yard field goals, you saw two of those in the first half for Florida True. State in their game in Dublin against Georgia Tech. But yeah, as that was going on, I'm like, well, you know, I guess they're going to tell me if you made it or not. And he did.
Kevin, I guess the big factor here is even CBS is still in the preseason. So
yes, I could definitely.
It was week zero. It was a warm-up week.
Yeah, that's a warm-up week,
but now
Kevin.
We're to week one.
Everything better be on point now.
Okay, if you're Florida State, I mean, obviously with the 12-team playoff, you can absorb a loss, probably absorb two losses, but what does this say for their season going forward?
It says that their plan. They're a lot like Colorado does it the most popularly with the transfers. Florida State did the same thing last year, and it worked really, really well. Quarterback was a transfer. Running back was a transfer. Best two receivers were transfers. They were all over the roster. They go undefeated.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the regular season, it's great. They try and do the same thing again this offseason. They bring in DJU as their quarterback, a bunch of other players all across the roster. I believe they got 17 transfers that are playing major minutes or going to for this team. And the first results are really not as impressive as they were last year. They ran pretty well in their first drive, scored pretty easily. After that, it was a struggle. They kept having DJU throw to the sidelines, which I don't know why. He would throw it 5 yards outside of the paint every time. And then at the end of the game, when they had him throw the ball over the middle, it worked really well. They ended up tying the game. But I think you both have to look at the quality of transfers that Florida State got are not going to be what they were last year. But also, there were definitely some questionable coaching decisions with those players that I think they could do better going forward.
Which team... Corey, which team do you think gives the most vulnerability to Vegas? That if they were to win the national championship, Vegas is like, oh crap.
UNT.
That'd be a pretty big one.
I'm so sorry, Corey.
I bet the odds are insane.
I would agree with that.
You bet $1,000. I bet you win $1,000,000.
Actually, I think that could be factually accurate.
All right. Time to put it down.
Would you like to bet?
You're welcome.
I will stake that bet if you would like to bet $1,000 on UNT to win the football championship. It's actually number one.
Doing the indecent proposal.
It is actually Ohio State number one. But number two, the most vulnerable team on the board.
Go Mean Green.
The Colorado Buffaloes.
Makes sense, man. They're a popular team to bet on.
They are. They are also over-under is to win 5.5 games this year.
Yeah.
Do we think take the over or under, and would you make that bet on Colorado at 200-1 to win the national championship?
Oh, they open the season with North Dakota State. That's not a layup.
It's not.
According to him.
Pretty good litmus test for Colorado this season. And then the very next week, they go to Nebraska, a team that everyone thinks is going to be a lot better this year. So.
And then you saw the Colorado State game last year.
Which
that was
nuts.
Chaos.
It was so much fun. That kept everyone up until like 3 a.m. because it went to double overtime.
So much fun.
So I am buying over 5.5. If they beat, we talked about this on Bet Nation, the show I do over the weekends. About
pluggy plug.
Except it's over. There's no more of them left. But go listen to the podcast.
It got canceled.
We switched the programming during the football season. We're not important enough. But the North Dakota State game. We'll show you a lot about Colorado. I think it's that second game against Nebraska that'll really tell me if this team's for real or not. They'll be on the road. They'll be going up against a defense that was kept Nebraska in a lot of games that they ended up losing last year because their offense was so bad. But if they can go on the road and beat a team in a hostile environment that has a very good defense, I'm totally buying in on the over on that 5.5.
By the way, this isn't directly related to college football, but Mike, people have brought this up multiple times now. When you said and stopped and then pivoted to Jake's mom, people are now concerned about the status of your marriage.
No.
So can you tell them you're good?
No, yeah, we're good. I was just saying we're good.
There's been a shocking amount of comments
about. You said, I don't know.
I don't. When I get home today, we'll find out.
Every day is a new day.
Things can change.
Oh, my goodness.
He is right about that.
Got to have a 1-0 mentality every day, you know?
I was just thinking about how Deion Sanders and his son have really disrespected the state of Colorado as they're doing Kentucky commercials.
Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials? Huh. Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Is there no Colorado fried chicken?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I want, dude. Truly? Doesn't it feel like, though, that it would be better because it's from Colorado fried chicken? I don't know why. I just feel like something, if it's like the Colorado omelet, amazing. The Denver omelet's fantastic.
Do they need a Denver and a Colorado?
I don't know. I think omelet? I made that up. Kevin.
I'm pretty sure there's somebody here that doesn't know the difference.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, that would be me. All right. I know it's early, but what would we think about UConn going to the Big 12? And my follow-up question to that is, if you gave a quiz to like people who like sports and college sports,
I have no clue.
How well would people be able to navigate what conference teams are in right now?
It would be pretty testy, I think, just given that I think 13 schools changed affiliation at the power level this last cycle. So as far as UConn goes, this goes into Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12, wanting to spin off the basketball rights to their own thing, which I don't get. I think if you spin them off into their own thing, you're not going to get as much money as you want. And then the value of your overall conference deal, which comes up in, I believe, 2031. So it's a ways away, but like that's going to be less too. Like the reason they're together is because they bring value to each other.
Yeah.
And plus, right now, UConn's defending back-to-back national champions. I get that. They'll probably be pretty good so long as Hurley is there as their head coach in basketball. The football is totally whatever. They wouldn't even join until, I believe, like 8 years from now. When Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF joined the Big 12, they were really good where they previously were. When they came in last year, they stunk. And even those couple years before they were coming in, they stunk too. So right now, it looks great to add UConn because they're great right now. But we saw in 2014, they won a national championship, totally fell off for another like 6 years after that. So that's the thing I never get is like, yes, you look at this now and it looks really, really good, but it just seems like it could be something that's not going to add as much value later down the line as you would want.
I mean, based on everything he just said, it sounds like there's no parity and anybody could win this thing.
What is
Robert Turbin's gospel?
What is the game of the week for you? Game of the weekend for week one?
It's definitely Notre Dame and Texas A&M. I think that's going to be the biggest. It's just as far as the two teams, it could be something going forward. Having both of them in the same game, I think that's going to be huge at night in College Station. That's going to be awesome.
Clemson, Georgia, do anything?
Not for me. I'm not buying Clemson.
Like Dabo.
Not even that. I just don't think the way that he like goes about things now is conducive to modern success in college football.
Did you see he's no longer taking live calls on his radio show?
Because of Tyler from Spartanburg.
Yes, who went on this crazy rant and he referenced Proverbs while he was talking about why Dabo shouldn't get paid. And Dabo was like, you know what? You're what's wrong with sports.
You're a proverb.
Yeah. Okay. Not exactly that. Do you think Texas A&M is going to win?
I don't. I think Notre Dame's going to win. Notre Dame's offensive line is their biggest question mark, but I do still like what Notre Dame has a little more than A&M.
This might be a question for another day.
Plus, your favorite quarterback's Joe Montana.
Irish would beat Aggies anytime.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? The mascot battle?
Our dog's really nice. Our dog's really nice.
Did you have like Sarge come in?
Yes.
Your spot?
Actually, maybe if I can change it
A&M
up like this.
A&M would win in a game of fetch.
They might just poop on the field.
All right.
That dog doesn't poop.
You know what? I was going to ask you if you think.
That dog doesn't poop?
I mean.
All dogs.
It kind of feels skill like to have. That. Do you think that McNeese State's kicker was thrown off by Happy Gilmore images being in the background when he was trying to tie the game against Tarleton State?
I do think so. I think it is a factor. Bill Belichick used to do this.
Happy Gilmore?
In New England. Oh. He would ask for a shot of the goalposts to be on the board behind the goalposts.
Oh, that's a good one.
But just slightly askew. So you couldn't really, if you kind of just were looking up, you would be like, where are the goal? You see two sets of goalposts up there.
Because I've seen like TCU throw up the hypno toad behind the field goals, or I've seen like that gopher, that meme like pop up behind, like stuff like that. But yeah, that's, I wouldn't expect Happy Gilmore to be up there.
Bye-bye.
Always appreciate the insight, good sir.
Thank you, guys.
Carter Freeman right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.